And the Gemara Maseches Kedusha on Daf Chaf Tes says, and Daf Lamed rather, has the following comment: Amr of Safra Mishum Rav Yehoshua ben Chanina Mai Dichziv Shina Tam Levanecha. What does it mean Shina Tam Levanecha? Al Tikra Shina Tam Ela Ushlashtem. One should not read the pasuk as Shina Tam to educate yourself. Rather, you should divide it into thirds. You should third it. Use the third as a verb. Ushlashtem. X, L, Y is a good question. What does that mean? How serious is meaning? Why did the Torah write X? It meant Y. And did the Torah really mean X? Was it just a drasha? Good question. Not my business for right now. Then the Gemara continues. La'olam yashlish adam shnosav. A person should always divide his years into thirds. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. In fact, the Gemara, Mio Dea Kamachai, a person knows how long he's going to die. What? I said I'm going to live 90 years. So I'll set the first 30 for learning Chumash, the next 30 for learning Mishnah, and the next 30 for learning what's called Talmud in the Gemara, the give and take, the rigorous analysis that's going on, applications and logical. Use a third for this, a third for that, and a third for the third thing. So maybe I won't live till 90. Maybe I'll live past 90. How long do people live? They don't know how long they're going to live for. Therefore, the Gemara says, lo. No, really, it's not talking about being Yishalosh Adam Shinosa, but rather, it's Tzricha Liyume, literally translated. So, if I had to analyze this Gemara, what questions could one ask if they were reading this Gemara, learning this Gemara? What issues would one of us raise? What questions would you want to ask? What issues would you want to deal with? That's number two. Divide his life up into thirds. And Maskana seems to disagree. At the most simple reason, rather one should divide his day up into thirds. This is not 100% true, according to all the Shonen. But what changed in the Havni from Maskana? What was really going on in the Svar back in the Havni? And what now is the Svar for the Maskana? Well, you're going to live, it comes up with a brand new answer. How much conceptually changes in that answer? That's definitely number one. That's my number one issue. What else might one want to ask on this Gemara, deal with on this Gemara? Okay, you're right. How the drush is made, and I said in the beginning of the show, you're 100% correct. Alchem from Shinatim, Elushlashtem, context right now. It's a fantastic question. How do Chazal know how to make drushes? When should you rethink literally, not literally, et cetera, et cetera? Okay, yeah? I would start off asking, Lemaskana, what does this mean, Liyome? I would say one more thing is, this isn't a question that
the issue still applies to Mayome.
Is what do we do? Is that what we're doing today? In other words, the Kesef Mishnah thinks it's like a steer between what everyone's doing today versus what the Gemara says. You have to reinterpret that it's almost like a steer. It's not a Gemara versus another Gemara, it's a Gemara versus what everyone's doing. A Gemara versus common practice. And you have it's interesting to point out that the Keshita, the Lech Mishnah thinks it's what triggers the Rebbeinu Tam to his Shita. It's almost perceived as a stira. So it's worthwhile to keep that in the back of our mind. Let's start off with the first major question. What's the underlying Svara for the Havamina? What changes the Maskana? What's essentially going on in the Havamina? Essentially, ignoring the problem again that you don't know how long you're going to live, and therefore divide up your learning equally. What is interesting about that? What conclusion could one draw? Yeah?
Maybe that Havamina thinks that you have to make sure to know it very, very well.
That's definitely true. The Havamina seems to be focused much more on a global, larger accomplishment. I think that's correct. You're definitely describing, I'm looking for someone to give me the lumbish terminology that hopefully you'll appreciate this stage in the year, yeah?
Well, instead of just divide, off-topic question, but when instead of just divide the years, if I don't mean that 30, as opposed to 1 year, 1 year, 1 year.
I don't know, it could be, right?
Does that not mean 5 months?
You're right, I'm not sure. In other words, I thought I meant this way because it's like a first, it could be. I would not be shocked if I found supposed to say that, but I think my way to push up shopping. Even still, yeah? Assuming even you're right, I'm open to that as well. I'm open to your read as well, yeah? The Havamina is focusing on the that's one way. That's definitely an important point. The Havamina is focusing on the Totsah. One is it's being focused on the Totsah, not per se the daily action you're supposed to do, but rather the Totsah is more of like I even think less of a maisa mitzvah and much more of an educational philosophy. In other words, according to the Havnis, there are four mitzvah that you're supposed to do. One mitzvah is to lift up a lulav, another mitzvah is to put on tefillin. Which of these four maisa mitzvahs didn't seem to fit in? You with me? Like when you watch Sesame Street, you know, they have like three pictures of people doing jump rope, and one person's like, you know, rowing a boat. I'm like, oh, that's it. I'm so proud of myself. I always got that right. So here's the same set of situation. L'chor, it doesn't sound like a classic maisa mitzvah to have me. It doesn't sound like a mitzvah that writes your own philosophy. And I thought, A, it's an educational philosophy, and B, the goal is to create the totsa of being well-rounded in areas of Torah. You shouldn't be an Amharis in one area while educated in another. You shouldn't know Gemara really well, not know Chumash. You shouldn't know Chumash really well, and not understand the depth of how the halacha system blocks in order to create the totsa of knowing X amount of Torah. It's an educational philosophy. And therefore the question of the Maskana is what? What changes? Which Rishon seems to have the most minimal amount of change? Yeah, I think so. Rashi is Liyumi. Rashi says, Yimei HaShavua. If you look at Rashi in Mesechus Vodazara and Daf Yotesh Mabez, he says the way Tosfos quotes him, which is Yimei HaShabbos, Kilomer Shnei Yamim Mikra, V'Shnei Yamim Mishneh, V'Shnei Yamim Gemara. Okay, maybe Tosfos took off on Shabbos, maybe. I'm not sure he did on Shabbos. I'm not sure. He started only a 6-day week. In other words, he started Shabbos Sunday. The next week, you know, I don't know exactly what the Shabbos. But the bottom line is, essentially, according to Rashi, it's not a daily thing. It's also, I thought, similar in a larger, broader sense of, it's an Eitz HaTovah, it's educational philosophy. It's a good way to understand. Here's a great way to divide up your time. There are 2 days of this, 2 days of that, and 2 days of this. But was, according to Rashi, essentially, there was no major conceptual change from the Havnah to the Maskana. Rather, it was just taking short. Maybe even the way, you know, Wallace wanted to read the Havnah, which was 1 year of this, 1 year of that. 1 year, that's it, went down, either whether 30 years of this and 30 years of that, 30 or 1 year cycle. We've essentially, when Mitzam said it, we shortened it. Instead of a yearly or several yearly cycle, an annual cycle or a 30-year annual cycle, whatever it is, instead, the eighth has become a daily cycle. You know, at the end of the day, who knows when it, we'll see in a second, Tosfos attacks that issue, then Rashi will get back to that hopefully soon. Who else seems to learn that it's along the lines that the Maskana doesn't change that much of the Havamin, that it's along the lines of the Havamin, it's essentially it's an Eitz HaTovah, it's good advice? I thought the Ram will get to the second, 100% correct, but before that, I thought the Ram. If you look, there's one.
Only
number one is, if it's a real chiyuv, how is it possible that it falls away once you know what's going on? If a person knows a lot of Torah, you stop putting on Torah and learning Torah. If a person knows how to wear tefillin properly, in other words, you stop putting on tefillin. The Rambam writes that in the halach yidal, it doesn't say chayv to limudo. It sounds like it's a responsibility, not like a halachic chiyuv. L'shalish ez zman l'midasa. A person has to divide his mido, take his time and divide it into thirds. And the Rambam scratches out. And the Rambam tells you at the end of, and halfway through halachic, b'med dvaram amurim b'tchilas limudo shal adam. When a person's young, or when a person's beginning, moch tarsha b'chstav, lo la'asok tamid b'tarsha b'alpeh. When a person doesn't need to continuously read psukim and know, base and memorize halachas, but rather when a person didn't understand the depth of things, then only yikra be'itim mizumanim tarsha b'chstav, v'davar shmo'al k'day shalo yeshkaf davar midivrei dinei chiyesh b'libo v'yishuv daita. Says the Rambam, when does this apply? How does the Rambam Mitzam say this? Only to when one is young and beginning learning. However, once one is educated, once one has acquired chachma, once one is well on his way in becoming a talmid chacham, one should leave the areas of Mikra and Mishnah and really delve only into Gemara. Or, says the Rambam, and when, nonetheless, one should remind himself once in a while. Go back and review Pesukim every once in a while, maybe do Shnayim HaKaviyach HaTargum, maybe go back and read the Navi every once in a while to make sure you're aware of it. Make sure you memorize the facts, but essentially, the Rambam believes one should focus most of the time learning Gemara, learning the depth. And that's not that there's a hierarchy in level of Torah. Which is the most important? Depth of understanding. Correct. Pesukim is very nice, and you should make sure you don't forget it. But it doesn't, you know, in terms of terms of quantitative value, it's secondary to Gemara. But again, you get into Achiv. Maybe at some level, Kiv the Ram doesn't have Lashon of Achiv, although Mr. Salvation pointed out that Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah is really divided in half. If you look for a second, I think this fits into place, this little what we're suggesting, and it's the Rav's suggestion. I saw it printed up, if I'm not mistaken, by Rechman, as it's here from the Sechet Sukkot. The Shimat Shiurim, I think, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph, the Rambam starts off with Noshim Vavod V'tan V'tur M'Talmud Torah, which is a bizarre way to begin in the first place. Start with who's part opposed to who's Chayit. And then he tells you about Katan Aviv Chayiv Olamdo Torah, and he continues, who is Chayiv? What is the mitzvah Torah? Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, etc., etc. How to do it. And only in... Is that where it is? I think so. He says there's another mitzvah called Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. The first mitzvah, I think, is the Rebbe Salvation explains, is the process. That's teaching father to son, is a chatei, etc., etc. And in Halacha Ches, until the end, is what should be learned in knowledge of Torah. The focus is no longer on the Maisa of Talmud Torah, rather the Totsa'a of knowledge of Torah, not the pu'ula of Osek and Limud Torah, but rather what one should know, Yediyas Torah versus Limud Torah, and that makes a lot of sense on Halacha Yirav and Yedav. I'm telling you, this is one of the best ways of acquiring knowledge, one of the tips towards, you know, again, the focus definitely is on the Totsa'a, and probably even, it's not a 100% in the Rambam, it's the Lashon Mechayim, but the mitzvah is, again, according to the Rashi, it's a continuation of the process, according to the Rambam, most likely, it is a totsa'ah and it's an education. I mean, how to get there, nonetheless, it's all in the same line of reasoning as Rashi. We'll get to one more sheet, we'll take around the questions, we'll move on to the other half of the conceptual spectrum, which is the Chachmei Totsos. The Ran in the Seches of Avodah Zarah, anyone come across that? It's quoted by the Darkei Moshe in the Torah as well. One of the guys showed it to me, or came across it himself and pointed it out to me. It's all lav dafka. The point is you should learn all three. And make sure you know all three. How should you divide your time? That depends upon how you want to play it. It depends on how you want to deal with it. If you want to learn a third of this, a third of that, a third of that, great. If you want to learn a fifth and two-fifths and two-fifths. As long as at the end of the day you end up accomplishing, again, the focus seems to be predominantly on that. And again, it could be, from Rashi, it's definitely a totsa, an educational philosophy. There's probably no mitzvah. There's just a way to accomplish it. Definitely the Havamina, probably Rashi, probably the Rambam and the Ran and the Avodah Zarah as well. The focus is on the outcome, less the chi of the pu'ulas ha-mitzvah, not a mitzvah that I wanted to do every day, however knowledge and educational philosophy entails to getting there. Okay, let's take around the questions before we move on to the Tosfos. Yeah.
One of those things that you saw, it's about just getting it done and plowed up, and this is the way to do it. Then why would the pasuk, all the Gemara explained the pasuk to me, she lost him, saying, why would the Torah saying this is how you should do it, and the Kilo, that's God's suggestion of the way, best way of doing it?
Al Tikra Vishinan Tamelo Vishilashtem. If you look in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't count, this is one of the Sefer Mitzvahs. If you look in the Mitzvah Chinuch, this is not one of the. In other words, no one interprets the pasuk Vishinan Tam to be a mitzvah, the raisa, to spend your time doing this way. The whole Trasha, the Nesmach, the Balma, I wouldn't overread it to the pasuk. According to Tosfos, maybe there's Trasha. You know, the bottom line is Chazal said, here's what we should do. Is there any pasuk we can link it to? Look, Mishinah Tam Shlashim, that's the best we can do. Let's kind of just say, here's a great way of remembering.
The Mishnah says, oh, you should learn Torah. But the fact that they make this drasha of Shlashim says, is saying this is the best way of getting it done. In which case, then who's anyone else to say a better way than the Dalaram or Tanayim?
They meant. In other words, the Ram says, they didn't mean that. They meant learn all three things according to the Rambam. When you were young, Mishnah Tam, yeah, hang on. What are your ideas according to the Rambam? What's your idea according to the Rambam? Maybe? Mishinat Tam? Levanecha, when you're teaching your children when they're young, I didn't think it's before. But in other words, Mishinat Tam Levanecha, it's a great riot. When you get a little older, when you graduate past Mishinat Tam Levanecha, you're sitting and learning yourself, so one doesn't need to do this. They're interpreting the Gemara, they're not disagreeing with it. In any event, just based upon the Catholic Mishnah Ta'ara, seemingly, these Rishon from the Tosfos seem to be a stira. On one hand, the Gemara said divide. The contradiction, the stira, you have X versus Y. X is what the Gemara says, and Y is the Minhagola. X is the Gemara, and Y is the Olam. You with me? Which one does Rashi seem to side with? Rashi seems to lean towards which way? The Gemara said divide, because you're supposed to do it. However, the Rambam, maybe the Ran, also believe what?
No, it's
the Olam is really right. Again, this is a press the Mishnah's exact point. If you see a steer versus what people are doing versus the Gemara, you got either side of what people are doing or reinterpret the Gemara side of the Gemara. Some people are wrong, and that Lachar could be the math locus. Rashi on one hand versus the Ran in the Avodah Zarah and the Rambam on the other as to how to reinterpret the Gemara. So does it mean that the Kashas will defend it means to reinterpret a Tosfos? I think it's totally different. You'll notice in a few places. But for starters, what's Tosfos' Kasha and Rashi? He may still die. In other words, according to Rashi, why does Rashi think he solved that problem? Because we went from 30-year slots to week slots. There's a, in other words, you're right, you make the years or 90 years. It's much greater, exactly. How can a person plan out their life in a way where you say, I'm going to learn for 30 years and 30 years of Mishnah? I may never get to it. According to Rashi, being that the Gemara is just doing the educational philosophy, just trying to have a larger appreciation of how to learn, okay, so if I die in the middle of a week, you're right, as the Pashup Shat and Rashi. And Derech Agav, already you see from the Kasha that Tosfos may hold what? That L'chor, there's a Maisa Mitzvah, maybe Mitzvah Drabanan, or a Chiyuv. Not just an educational philosophy, it's not Eitz HaTovah, it's not just what one should do, but there's a din that one should divide their learning in such a fashion. That's how they learned. There are those who, Achronim, who some of the boys bumped into today as well, who want to minimize everything we're saying in Rashi. That Rashi didn't mean it's educational philosophy. Rashi also meant it was a din. Which are those? Yeshua. Yeshua and the Maharik. The two of them both say in Rashi, how do they answer this kasha? So maybe first will die, what do they answer? If there's a chiyuv, a weekly chiyuv to read, a weekly chiyuv to make sure you encompass, and make sure you're a mishalesh, part of your learning to mikra, part of to mishnah, and part of to talmud, okay. At the end, if you divide it into seconds, you'll be onus also. Maybe you'll die 2 seconds into the process. Once Tosis answers kasha and rashi, the chara, one should ask this question on who as well? On Tosis, isn't that really true? What if a person dies a third into the day? Or, in other words, if a person doesn't fully balance into thirds his learning, how does that work out? We'll keep that question in the back of our mind. We read an unbelievably difficult line in Tosis, we're already building towards the answer. But when I read this, venerally, Lefarish, there's Tosis, V'chol yom v'yom atzmo yishalish. It's not a weekly thing, it's a daily chiyuv to be mishalish. Al kein tikein b'sidr Rav Amram gon, kimo she'anu noagim v'chol yom, kodem p'sukir zimra, lomar, mikra u'mishneh v'gimara. For p'sukir zimra, we say, we're dealing all three categories. First a couple p'sukir, then a couple mishneh, then a couple analysis, mishma lomer, shosh l'midah satara, direction, it's much more analytical. What's unbelievably surprising about Tosos? That's what?
Wasn't
the Gemara talking about how you should divide up your day and divide it into thirds? The person should divide their learning into thirds, a third of this, a third of that. Did Tosos not anticipate any Jew ever would be learning more than just that 5 minutes of Rosh Hashanah in the morning? That's the roof of Tosos' expectation for learning? There's a Maisa Mitzvah Drabanan of something, of engaging in three areas of Torah. And you can be Yotzei that Mitzvah at this point, at this juncture, this point in time before Dafa. The Minhag had developed, and by the way, Tosfos doesn't allude to it. I'm not sure why not. I was wondering, where else can we do this? What else we have also? Well, maybe I'll think also. Maybe there the Gemara is also fact and not analysis. Okay. Bonus. You with me? After you make the breast stories, in other words, since the Gemara there, even though it's Gemara, since the Gemara there is not announced, it's just.
It may not function the same way.
Yeah, maybe, I'm not sure. In any event, I was wondering why Tosfos didn't put that, but in any event, that the mitzvah has to be more like a one time mitzvah opposed to an educational philosophy. I think you see the Rabbeinu Tam as well, and after I read out Rabbeinu Tam, I'll get to the difference between it, but look how you see from Rabbeinu Tam as well, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Shanu somchin ahadam in the Sanhedrin, bavul belula b'mikra of Mishnah b'gemara. The Sanhedrin writes that it's bavul in everyone. The bavul tells Rashi looks bavul. In other words, if you learn Gemara, everything is bavul within it. Everything's incorporated within it. Everything is mixed up within it. Everything comes from. It's all found in there. Before I even analyze what Rabbeinu Tam meant and how it came from Tosfos, I just want to show you two quickly shown a simple word that he adds in, which really furthers this notion, which is Patrina. Says the Ritva, lo, Shrichel, you made Pirush Hashtam, the Tech of Bordazar, but on in the Garmina Talmudah, we learn nowadays, Yemara, Patrina, the Mikro, the Mishnah. It sounds like Tachim. We're prone to learning Mishnah and Psukim when we learn Gemara. It sounds like it's a theme. And if you look at the Tosis Rush, it looks even more clear. It's more clear than the Ritz. The Tosis Rush says, and that's why I'm up here on the Sugya. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarsh, Anu Somchim, Ahad Damrina B'Sanhedrin, Talmud Bavli, Bol B'Mikro, Yidei Chov Asenim. Which word am I being Medayakin? Yeah, the Farish. Ubo Anu Yotzi Yidei Chov Asenim. Sometimes you don't even read carefully. Tosis Rush adds in these three extra words that Tosfos doesn't have, and it really sheds a lot more light. One could argue, the main time when Tosis isn't as extreme as Tosis Rush, seemingly with a conceptually different approach towards our Gemara. This is not a Gemara that eats a Tova. This is Mamish Adin, how one should learn, with a Chiyuv in which you can be Poter your Din, you can be Yotzeh your Chova, as the Lashon of the Rishonim had. In any event, what we're seeing right now, just map it out on the board, yeah, down like this. Al-Hamim, which is the most extreme, and the question is, the Kamash Malon over here, according to Rashi versus the Rambam and Ran, what is the difference? And now we have this new sheet of the Chachmei Tosfos, which is my Nama, I guess.
Are you seeing the chart?
Exactly. Yeah. This is the half. I mean, this is the most extreme that is, you know, so it's an educational philosophy. It's not a real field. And Kamash Malon, you're right. It is an educational philosophy, but not months. It's not years. It's days. Okay. Weeks, rather, for the rational, or even days. Well, this will be Shanim, and this will be Yom, but they all agree that it's Eitz HaTovah. However, the Chachmei Tosfos is to say it's a real chiyuv. This is what you get the impression from Tosfos Rush, and if you get the impression from the Ritva, you can be poter, which you're supposed to do, or you can be, you know, Yotzei Bo Chovateinu or something. I forgot the Lashon of the Rush, yeah. But essentially, it sounds like it's a real chiyuv.
So, like, you don't have to learn Mikra if you just learn Gemara.
Yeah, it's all Bo, not the Ritva. It's Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, cool, something, but you're not going to be able to get to the rest. I'm saying, like, there's so much.
Hang on. We'll get there in a second. One sec. Yeah, Tom. What's the difference between the two of them? Let's just try to analyze this moment for a few minutes now. What's the difference between Tosfos and Beit Tam? See, Beit Tam is. Which sheet is easier to understand, by the way? Tosfos, right? What do Tosfos believe?
Daily.
Tosfos is a question. You have a mitzvah to learn a couple of sukkim. You have a mitzvah to learn a little bit of Mishnah and a little bit of Talmud. Does he disagree with Beit Tam? Or is Tosfos, in other words, does Beit Tam disagree with Tosfos, or is he just adding on more? Yeah, I don't think Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Tosfos, right? That's the lashon of Rabbeinu Tam Perusha Anu Somchim. Tosfos would have disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam, but I didn't think Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with Tosfos.
I think Rabbeinu Tam does.
However, maybe Rabbeinu Tam does disagree with Tosfos as well. I'm not sure. Why would he disagree with Tosfos?
I think Tosfos says, you know, it's a chiyuv daily to do this thing. And Rabbeinu Tam is saying it's a chiyuv daily, but only in Gemara, because everything else is included in that.
Tell me what you mean. Nah, so just take credit anyway. In other words, according to Tosfos, there is a short time span where one can do all three things. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is a chiyuv to spend one's time learning in the following way. Not only a short check in the box, three steps, and just have, in other words, Tosfos disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, can't be both, has to be independent. While Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Tosfos in that it has to be, it's not just a check in the box, see if you're done, now do whatever you want, but all the time that you're learning should be focused in equal right. That could be how Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam. No, hang on, I'll make a comment for a second. I'm not sure if Tosfos really, I definitely believe that Tosfos disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure if Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Tosfos. One could suggest, from the fact that the Ritva only quoted Rabbeinu Tam, I may be medaying too much. You'll tell me if you think so. I'm thinking of this now, I think this before, so we'll have to work it out as we go along. If you look at the way Tosfos Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam versus Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, maybe there's one small word that changes the big difference. that changes things makes a big difference. Our Tosfos says that maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe throwing a deep Hail Mary, way too far beyond my wide receivers. The Americans explain the joke to the English afterwards.
I'm
going to get into that approach in a second. Hold up. I think it could be that's correct. I'm not sure. I definitely believe that for Bina Tam, I don't think Tosfos would like what Bina Tam said. I don't think he would believe in that. Would Rabbi Tam like what Tosfos said? So conceptually, it's from the Tam Mifarish. I'm not sure if there's a difference between that. Nothing, right? I'm not sure. I'll tell you what I thought about. Rabbi Tam Mifarish like it's explained in the Gemara. While Rabbi Tam Perish sounds like he's adding on to the previous thing, not adding new. I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know. I'm not sure. He's just adding on a point. Under Somchim is fallible, because Rabbi Tam Mifarish under Somchim. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I take that back. I don't think Parish is Mifarish. I don't think it's correct. I think it's too. I threw the ball too far. In any event, it could be that. What's the difference between today?
I thought the devotion was thinking more about the stuff.
What?
I was told more that it's also a little bit asking to tell that. And when it comes to this,
Hang on. Oh, boy, I told you, I can know well either. At the end of the day, you're Yose with reading the same system every day. Let me take a step back. I'm going to tell you two sheets of Achronim that I saw quoted, and then we'll see in a second. The two pshatim that I'm about to suggest, Rabbi Tam may link up to the two ways we just said Rabbi Tam, it's whether or not he'll agree with those ones. There's a tshuva that the Bach has, where the Bach concludes that if a person reads psukim without laning them, without the truff, without the ta'amim, he's yotze mikra. Maybe one will argue the only way you're yotze mikra is when you. No, if you just say v'ahavta shemokecha, you're good enough. He says, I'll prove it to you. From this period of time, you know what the proof is? Because when you read the Gemara, and you come across the psukim, do you actually lay them? No, you just read the straight proof. Furthermore, the Yahweh says, Shem Havaya, he could say, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Bereshis Bar Elokim, as the Shemayim Basar, Vaydabra Hashem, El Moshe Leimor. You don't have to say Yud Shevav, you have to pronounce it. You don't have to use Shem Adjus. If you just say Shem, how do you know? The best proof is, according to the time, when we read the Gemara, the way we read it, no one pronounces Shem Hashem when you read the Gemara. Therefore, you can be bothered doing what? Yes. What do you see from the Yahweh and from the Bach? Now what? There are three separate things. Just, in other words, essentially, Rabbeinu Tam is the same as Tosfos. He's just saying, look at that. Unsomchen of the fact that the Gemara has everything in it. The Gemara has a hybrid, or it's a gestalt of everything. Has everything. It's inclusive of everything, and therefore, essentially, Rabbeinu Tam is no different than Tosfos. One needs X and Y and Z. Just happens to be, you find them all in the Gemara. That being the case, Rabbeinu Tam is levels. You can be okay them. You can be okay them even while learning the Gemara. Conceptually, that approach makes Rabbeinu Tam very similar to Tosfos. Whether or not it's the exact same, or there's a nuance of difference, I'm not sure. If it's the exact same, it's the exact same. If there would be a difference, it would be what Alkis was referring to earlier on, which is, one has the chiyuv to learn any amount of psukim, any amount of mishnah, any amount of gemara. And we reread gemara, you learn 5-6 daf gemara. Eventually you'll cover one pasuk, you'll cover one fact, you'll cover some analysis, and you'll be yosei. Instead of being yosei before psukim is different, you'll be yosei when you read a few daf gemara. And that makes a lot of sense to suggest, by the way. That you're yotze when you come across the pasuk. What was the gemara today? We came across the pasuk. Mishinat hamlevanach. We were yotze that.
Does
Then we read Lo'olam Yishalosh Adam Shnosa. That was our Mishnah. And then we analyze it. That's our Gemara. And we check in each of the boxes, then we're Yotzei. Alternatively, Rabbeinu Tam could be fundamentally similar to that in the sense that there's a chiyah for all three. However, one broader and analyze a lot of stuff, and the Gemara itself has all sorts of stuff in it, a lot of psukim, a lot of mishnah, a lot of Gemara. It might not work out exactly to thirds. You'll have to work that out in Rabbeinu Tam, maybe along the lines of the Ran and the Avodah Zarah, that is Lav Dafka, as long as there's, but it's not necessarily the exact Rabbeinu Tam. This is Tosfos. Two is fundamentally saying that there are three independent parts. However, it's not just read a pasuk, read a halacha, do a little bit of that. You would say no. One should use all their time doing all three. That is, this would be similar approach number one is the exact same as Tosfos. The second will be along the lines of the Ran and the Hodazar, that Lav Dafka. And the third approach to think that it right away in the time. That according to, and this is what people were alluding to earlier, yeah, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it could be the third approach is something along the lines over here versus over here. In other words, at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam does believe it's even that's the lashon of Tosfos Rush. However, Torah should not be viewed as three independent parts, one of Mishnah, one of Pinnacle, one of Mishnah, one of Talmud, but rather the Gemara, and especially if you're learning the Sachas like in Baba Basra, where most of it is based on Svara, if you're learning the Sachas like Erevin, which mostly the Rabbanans, but if you're learning Kiyah, we now learn in Kedushin or Sukkah, where it lacks out of Sukkah, a lot of the Svara, etc., etc., even that there's an integrated system of Torah. There's an integrated system of Torah, and therefore, when learning Gemara, one accomplishes all three, because the way we understand is, although there are three parts of Torah, that is essentially what the Gemara is working at. Textually speaking, you don't get so much of that from the Gemara. You don't get the impression that that's what the Gemara means. I think Rabbeinu Tam was aware of that, and that's why his lashon is unsomchit. You don't get the impression that Rabbeinu Tam felt this is exactly what the Gemara wanted us to do. But on the Somchen, we're doing our job, and our Bali has all three things intertwined into it. Which Pshat is correct in Rabbeinu Tam is difficult to know. It's difficult to know. The first two probably are more along the Maisa act, and the third is more along the Totsa act, although I'm not 100% sure. It's true, and maybe the difference between Tosis Rush and the Ritz will have the clearer Lashon of Poter and Chol Vaseinu would be along. Maybe Tosis himself would be Mashma. Differently, but I'm not 100% convinced that's correct. In other words, when I'm saying this last line, is that Tosfos Rush believes it's Mamash Achova, the Ritz believes it's Mamash Achova, that would be more along the lines of what Tosfos was doing, the way the Bach learned, the way the Yavits learned, etc. This third, to the Osek, and all of it, that would be probably maybe more along the lines of what Tosfos quotes it, without the Lashon of Ben Yotze Chova Seinu, it's Achova, etc. Just to review what we saw, and I'll take around the questions, we'll stop. What we saw is an interesting Havamina. The Havamina, if you think about it, and this is like, I think the Mapech, the Sogi, the more you think about the Havamina, the more you realize the Rishonim have how far the Maskana is from the Havamina. How much, and this is a huge methodological point, how much of the Maskana, sorry, how much of the Havamina, rather, does the Maskana reject? According to Rashi, very little. Essentially, it's the same thing, just in a shorter time period. At the end of the day, you may die, you may not finish, you may not be able to. So it's also an educational philosophy, difficult to imagine it's a chov that's spread out over years and years and years. However, according to Tosfos, you get the impression for sure it's a chov, and that's his lashon of. Maybe someone's going to die. It's exactly the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. It's exactly, again, the way the Tanei Yeshua and the Haritz learn it slightly differently, but the way we're learning it, Rashi, the other way to learn Rashi, is that you die in the middle. While Rashi says, no, it's an educational philosophy. Die in the middle. Okay, it's an educational philosophy. It's just a more practical one than the Havamina. And then the other extreme would be, and that's Tosfos Rush, the most extreme, Tosfos and the Rebbeinu Tam, rather, the most extreme approach that is more of a pe'ula. From Tosfos, it's clearly a pe'ula, and that's, and therefore, you read the pasuk, you do the Mishnah, you do the Talmud, and at the end of the day, you are Yotzei Yechiyim, there's no chashash of dying in the middle of the week. That's cool how he answers the kasha on Rashi. From Rabbeinu Tam, depending on where Rabbeinu Tam held, it will depend upon where he fits in the spectrum. He's the exact same thing as Tosfos, but if it's right over here, it would be Rabbeinu Tam number one, the exact same as Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam number three points to that. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam number two would be something one. The Rabbeinu Tam number one is what the Yavis and Bachel, it's the exact same thing. He's just telling us a way to fulfill our fear. Rabbeinu Tam two is a slightly different conceptual model that it's lav dafka 3 seconds, but rather all day should be divided. It brings it a step back over to the half of time number two. And time number three would be this, a whole new understanding of the integration of Torah and that when we involve all the levels of Torah, which the Bible has done for us, one gets all three separate parts of it, they do it in an integrated way, in which case that would be a third approach for me. We'll head down and pick up, hopefully tomorrow, with Kibbutz Avein.
Where is that?
Yeah, one, two.
So, Mari, the finished the fact that they said where you guys don't know that is that it showed that Rashi thinks it's some sort of shape, right?
The way the Maharim and Pnei Yeshua learn, I think, is correct. The week in the type of learning, if you die in the middle, it's honest, you know.
So how are we mashing that? He couldn't say that it's
an Eitzah, Rashi. You're correct, I apologize. The truth is, according to Rashi, according to Pnei Yeshua and the Maharim, they're placed in Rashi. My guide is speaking that I, you know, like my Pshat Rashi over the Pnei Yeshua and the Maharim. Could be, you know, I thought the simpler answer for Rashi, onus, you know, mention anything about onus, there's no onus, Rashi doesn't allude to onus at all. It's a great question for us to ask. And I think the answer is Rashi doesn't care. Not that, yeah, however, well, sorry. Might say, no, it's not a good question at all. You totally misunderstood Rashi. It's not a chiv in which you die in the middle of fulfilling your obligation. But rather, maybe it's a chiddush in Rashi. I thought similar to the Havim, you know, which is that educational philosophy, that person should make sure the learning is multifaceted and well-rounded. Two, yeah. Maybe that's a big kiddush, right? Lachar, according to them, one could see the possibility that you don't need a full pasuk or a list of pasukim, even half a pasuk, as long as you're according to at least it could be right. Yeah, could be. It's important conclusion to draw. Correct. One, two, and then we'll stop. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really understand the Rabbeinu's Hums. I just understand them.
Okay.
And I'll get the three specifically. The three Rabbeinu's Hums. I don't get what you mean by that.
Seems to believe the third Pshat Rabbeinu's Hums, the third option Rabbeinu's Hums, is not that there are three independent areas of Torah and one needs to be osek in each of them, but rather, when one learns Gemara, everything, Gemara and the analysis of Gemara is all encompassing, it takes into account everything. And even if you read 20 daf in a row of Torah, one is being osek in all the levels of Torah, and even though the Gemara itself doesn't mention a pasuk, in the back of the mind, the Rabbeinu and Rashi, whoever had the conversation with Rabbeinu and Rashi, they wrote it down, it takes into account everything. Being osim, we're being somich on the fact that this Gemara, the Bavli right here, has everything put into it, all the svaras and all the pesukim and everything from us to learn, a little bit of Mikra and a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Talmud.
Getting the job done.
This has everything in it, and even if we're not actually reading a pasuk, it's because there was no pasuk appropriate to read. And therefore, what the Gemara is doing for us is presenting us the aggregate, the beauty, the final product of Torah. You no longer need to decompartmentalize anything. It's done for you, the entire process, and you can fill all three with that. I think it forced me to articulate a clear presentation of Rabbeinu Tam number three. Yes, Sophie, what's up?
So, I think the presentation is also a bit trying to answer the problem of what we do today
as
opposed to what we want to say.
I agree.
And
that's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. The Lechem Mishnah points out that just like the Kesef Mishnah said the Rambam was bothered with the same stira of Lamaisa, what is the Olam knowing versus the... I don't think the Lechem Mishnah points to Tosfos, I'm not sure why not. But L'chor, that's exactly, they're bothered with the exact same problem as well, which is the Olam is knowing to do something different. You see it clearest in where? In the Midrash Tam. Because he says, Anu Somchim, his whole point is, in other words, the implicit question is, Al Ma'anachnu Somchim, and the answer is, Anu Somchim.
It's just like
it's
the
Hebrew
full
stop,
but it's
the Hebrew stop, if he disagrees, it's because it's not a 3 second mitzvah, learn a little bit, they are integrated and no longer independent of one another. But therefore, again, the three passages of Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos essentially makes three assumptions. Number one is that there are three parts of Torah. Okay. Number one is that, there are two parts, two of them. Number one is that the three parts of Torah. Number two is they remain. Tosfos believes as follows. Tosfos has the following assumptions. Number one is it's a short field, not encompassing of how you learn, but a one-time field, and you're supposed to do three elements of Torah. Rabbeinu Tam either agrees. Exactly. Either he agrees. He says no, it's not a short field. Or he says the Torah that we're being Yotzi, the Torah that we learn today, is not three independent small chiyuvim, but rather an integrated, synthesized larger chiyuv of Kol Torah Kula combined all into one aggregate. And that's what you have in the Bible. Okay, I'm going to take the rest of the questions afterwards. I want to finish up a little bit now. Emir Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, and that we'll pick up from there. Tomorrow, giving early shiur.